is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute just...
Welcome to episode 116 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. And I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris, and in this episode, we're going to drink four beers from Yards Brewing Company out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is also a zero edits episode, and we'll see how we do. So we're going to crack the first one right away, guys. This is called Loyal Lager. These are also, other than the final one, low alcohol beers. This is Loyal Lager from Yards Brewing Company in Philly, Pennsylvania. This is a 5% lager beer.
For those of you who know and love us and listen to us on the reg, you know that we are in the great state of Maryland, but Philadelphia, a 90-minute drive. Look at that golden
super
color.
Golden clear, no haziness at all, nice white head.
This is kind of a beautiful looking beer.
Yeah, very beautiful. But like, looks like an American lager.
Yeah, you know who would love this beer?
I think Dean. I just hit a glitch in the Matrix.
You did hit a glitch in the Matrix. John Dean would love this beer. Yes. We invited him, couldn't make it.
John Dean,
you know
beer.
What? Because he's a good dad, and he's got to take his kids to everything else.
Smells like...
Well, Craig's not here, but we know what it smells like.
It smelled...
Oh, I got sweet.
There's a little something else in there. Like a little candy sugar smell.
Yeah, I'm getting more like that Belgian kind of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is delicious.
It's actually really good.
Wow. See, thought these were going to be shit.
I thought this was going to be a shit American lager.
No, this is really good. This is like this has a nice Belgian feeling, but it has a bitter crisp to it that gives it that kind of pilsnery finish. But it has a little sweet to give it some, I don't know, personality? I hate Philadelphia, though. I don't want to give props to anything from Philadelphia. I seriously cannot stand Philadelphia.
Yards Brewing dates back to 1994.
That's the 20th century.
That's a long time ago. That's 27 years ago.
They were one of the early ones reaching out there. You know,
29 years ago, if I do my math correctly.
I cannot claim, because when people do math, I see colors.
23 plus 6.
That sounds like 40.
They initially started in Manayunk. And their current location is 500 Spring Garden Street in Northern Liberties.
Spring Garden? John lives in Spring Gardens, and he would like this beer.
And we couldn't have done it without your support over the years, is what they say. Why do they do it? Our founder, Tom Kehoe, and the Yards crew share a commitment to supporting the good people and organizations making our backyard a better place to live and work. Here at Yards, it's always been about working hard, having fun, and giving back. Well, that's a good mantra. Good job, Yards. This beer is not something I would ever pick out from a...
Like, if you had a choice.
Bar.
But you like it.
But I like it.
Yeah. See, that's good. That's why we do these episodes. Earlier in the mailbag from a previous episode, so why do you do this? Because of these types of things where we get to explore beers we wouldn't normally try.
You stumble upon these occurrences of a fun little beer that's simple. It's simple, right? Like, it doesn't have huge hops in your face, blah, 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 kick you in the nuts,
no.
Coconut powder, fried,
straight up
shrimp flavored. No,
What's that German thing you like to say? The
Rheinheitsgebot.
Right.
German beer purity law.
It always makes me feel like we're borderline supremacists when we talk about it. Say it again.
The Rheinheitsgebot.
No, it really sounds terrible.
Rheinheitsgebot.
But that is just as purity, again, sounds bad. But when we're talking about purity, it's what? Water?
It's the purity of the beer. Water, yeast, hops, barley.
It's only four things.
Four
Why
things.
Did you stumble? Yeah, so there we go. But, you know,
I wonder if this has rice or something else.
Yeah, right. I do shit on Philadelphia a lot because Philly is like a middle child.
Yes.
It's in between D.C., which is the world's capital, and New York City, which is like the cosmopolitan capital of the United States. And Philly's like, hey, what about us? What? We got Rocky.
Yeah, you're the armpit. I'm sorry.
But they always, and they feel the need to be like more violent. They throw batteries at Santa Claus. That said, I've had nothing but pretty good beer experiences and or steak and cheese experiences in Philadelphia.
You
and
say
South
that.
Philly is kind of nice.
Steak and cheese, by the way, like the thing I miss about being in Denver is a solid steak and cheese.
Yeah, there's no good like, steak and cheese.
Even in the Maryland area, you get decent steak and cheeses here.
Decent.
Decent, right? Like not as
but
good
the further
as
further east
sure.
and further north, they
but
get
like,
way better.
Denver, like...
No.
There's a couple okay places that pretend to be like Philly places. There's actually one decent one, South Philadelphia steak and cheese place, but like it still doesn't compare.
But
they do like crab fries and like they try to throw
like,
some
it's
East Coast
everything over there.
They try to throw some East Coast love, but it's not the same.
I will say, you know, South Philly does have a little bit of. Atmosphere thing, greatness, whatever.
Yeah.
But I will say, while we're on the topic, if I can use my technology, there's a claim that the best steak and cheese in Philadelphia.
Is it between Geno's and the other one?
No, those are the tourist traps, yeah. Man. And that, you know, everybody goes to Pat's and Geno's, and I've been
Pat's,
to Pat's and Geno's.
Yeah.
And then they say this place called Jim's or whatever, but the one that they say is the number one. Oh my gosh.
Is it like fancier
6 minutes
or is it like divier? Is it like knocked up like they actually put some spice in the meat, like fancier, or is it?
Well,
like,
you know, I'm just gonna have to bail on this entire thing because
we're
my
not
prep.
This.
We're not editing and it's screwed.
All right,
me
Mike,
up.
We're going to the next beer here to account for your failure. This one is called Brawler Champion Ale. This is 4.2%.
Brawler again, and you know what color that is? That's a color of the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Flyers. It's orange, black.
Dude, this beer is super dark amber color.
Yeah, it's orange and black.
Nice head on it.
Because it looks like the Flyers, because the Flyers are a bunch of douchebags.
Oh, it's got a nice malty smell to it.
How's this smell? All right, so what is this supposed to be? Champion
this is an English
ale.
Mild. English mild is what they're
so
the
this
style.
Should be served at room temperature, not as cold as we're serving.
Yeah,
we should,
yeah, cellar temperature.
We're going to have to let this warm up a little bit. And recently, my house has been about 52 degrees. So
yes, so the
whole room
time
temperature
I've
would be
staying
in my
here.
Fridge.
It's basically cellar temperature yes. in your house. And it's like 80 degrees outside.
I do go outside to warm up. I come inside to cool off. Oh, that's nice. That is a really good fucking beer.
Like, if I was...
I'm going to have to stop hating on Philly here.
If I was in, like, an English bar, and this is what came to me in a giant fucking pint.
Yeah.
Like,
be
an
happy.
English pint, a 20-ounce, like, yeah. an English-style pint, I would be like,
if you
give
had
me
some,
another.
If
give
you
me
had
another.
Cod and chips.
Give me another.
Good. Yeah,
give me
yeah.
another. Yeah, I mean, this is delicious.
Mm. So, you know what's weird about Pennsylvania?
There, a lot of things.
Well, okay. But what am I talking about? Because we are on a syncopado.
Weird beer stuff in Pennsylvania.
Weird beer
stuff.
We've got
the bottle shop weird thing,
you
which
cannot,
I don't understand.
Like I mean, I've been out and seen you and hung out with you in Colorado,
yeah.
and you go to the store and buy beer.
Yeah.
I've been out to Oregon. You can go out to the store and buy beer. Maryland, go to beer and wine stores and get beer. Pennsylvania, no.
You have to buy cases of beer or
you
something,
you have to
right?
buy and buy the case, and you have to go to
fuck?
A package store
yes.
or
a bottle shop.
You go to a bar.
Okay.
And you can buy a six-pack, but it gets marked up because
yeah.
it's a, quote, bottle shop. And the other interesting, maybe I'll save it for the next beer. Next beer, I'll tell you another story. But
okay.
that shit is weird. And I did go the first time I tried to go to college. In Pennsylvania,
Scranton.
At the University of Scranton.
Yeah.
And in Scranton, we had to go get, you could get kegs, and then you'd have to get cases of Busch and Busch Light for $12.99.
Home of
but
the office.
They picked Scranton because it is the single worst fucking city in the United States. It is terrible. It's been on economic decline since 1864, and it's still a city. The only people there are the people that can't leave. And second largest population of old motherfuckers outside of Florida.
Wow.
Because like we can't afford to leave the Northeast, but we can at least get to Scranton.
All right, guys. Crafted in the style of an English mild, this malt-forward ale is great when you want to go a few rounds. True. It's smooth character, hints of caramel.
Wait, few rounds like Rocky.
And toast and remarkable drinkability. Yes. Define this ruby color brew as a knockout session ale. I 100% agree. This is fucking delicious. And not IPA hoppy, like hazy.
No. This
not,
is very
not even
malty.
A session IPA.
No,
super,
it's very malty.
Super malty, but love it.
Very, very tasty. It's got just enough effervescence not to be gross.
Tastes like a cool English mild, like from England, from when I've been in bars in England.
Yeah, no, this is very good. It has an excellent balance. And
only 12 IBUs, guys.
I can't.
11 degrees Plato, OG.
I don't know what that means, but I really cannot give props to fucking Philly beers. But this is good. But it's also got Flyers colors, man. This is really hard to digest.
Yeah, these beers are like relatively simple styles, but like nailing it on those styles.
I am a big fan of Yards. This is why I was attracted to this vertical.
What else does Yards make? Like, what are some big name Yards? Like, not these beers, right?
I don't know, but every time I've had a Yards beer, I've enjoyed it. So when I saw this vertical, I went for it. And I will say, while you're checking that out, here's something else interesting about Philadelphia. And we did mention this back in episode 29, that Philadelphia, it's one of the top cities for beer lovers in the United States. It may not be the top beer city.
Is that right?
But it doesn't mean it's not a great place to visit for beer lovers. McGillen's Old Ale House has been beloved brewery since 1860.
I remember going to Philly a long time ago. And like I was into craft beer and we went to different craft breweries. And like, yeah, it was a cool beer scene.
Well, and then they always have Always Sunny in Philadelphia that has a bar that's got that kind of thing. But then
there's those bars too.
One of the things about Philly, and I went to a fantastic German beer house with like long tables and wonderful Bavarian cuisine and great time at Philly. And, you know, family friendly on top of that. To go back to our other episode about like you know, craft brew houses and feeling good about drinking beer. And non-violent for Philly was pretty cool. But the other thing about Philadelphia is the owners of Russian River Brewery have a connection to Philadelphia. So the only place on the East Coast where you can get Pliny and you can get other Russian River beverages are in Philadelphia. And it's only 90 miles away from here. And it is a destination place for the Grail beers.
Another thing I should mention about these beers, guys, that's unique is they're actually in bottles.
Not cans.
You got a 12-pack of these bottles. Yeah, not cans. All right, we're going to pop open the next one here. This one's called Philadelphia Pale Ale. What's the nickname for Philadelphia? The city of?
Brotherly love.
That's what it says on this label here.
All right, let's see. But what are the things we hate about Philadelphia? The Eagles,
yes.
The Flyers.
Oh, as Commanders fans.
I'm sorry, what? I gave up on the NFL about 10 years ago, so I'm not kind of following you there.
Not to be boastful, but we believe that all other pale ales
in kombucha?
Let me start this over again.
We're not editing, Chris. Go for it.
Let's taste the beer first.
Okay.
All right. So this
first
is
up on
a very
color.
Clear, like dark yellow.
It's a little
color?
Deeper golden than the first
this,
beer.
It's not a straw. What color is that?
I would say this is golden.
Golden.
With
yes.
a slight tinge towards orange.
Like gold.
But it's definitely.
Oh, nice smell.
Oh, my smell? Gosh. You get like, that? It's like, okay, again, we're going to go
nice
with,
hoppy smell. It, well, you get a good hoppy smell?
I'm getting like a floral.
Smell this.
All right.
Is it the same?
Same. It's like a
but it's a nice getting, floral hoppy
yeah,
smell.
Yeah, it's definitely floral and hoppy. God damn, that smells good. I seriously fucking hate Philadelphia, but these are good beers.
These are good beers.
I really have to give them props.
And they're not, like I said before, they're not like kick you in the nuts, crazy beers.
No, they're well-balanced.
Simple, well-balanced.
Well-constructed.
To the style. This is a nice pale ale.
This is delicious.
When have you had a simple, nice pale ale, has the hops on the nose, comes through in the flavor.
But also a little bit of sweetness too, right? So it's not just like, it's not like a ricey beer.
No,
like
at
you
all.
Get from those American mainstream. This is a well.
And you know what? We were talking about hops and like, I don't know the name of any hops anymore.
Right.
But if I look at I actually know these hops. Cascade.
Yep.
In the hop back. Centennial. Columbus. And Simcoe. I know those hops.
Yeah, these are your traditional 48th parallel hops.
37 IBUs in this one.
This is really, really good.
4.6%.
I really wish we had not done this episode without John Dean, because he would have loved every one of the beers we've had so far.
Yeah, these are good, easy drinking, easy beer. Like, yes. If I went to this a bar with these beers, I would be done.
Look,
for.
Man, you're here through the weekend. Let's go to fucking Philly on Saturday. Forget Idiom Brewery. Let's just go get a cheesesteak and drink some of
their beer.
All
right, here's what they say. Not to be boastful, but we believe that all other ales pale in comparison to this Philadelphia favorite.
That's pretty punny.
Dry hopped with an abundance of distinctive Simcoe hops, this straw-colored pale ale is more drinkable than bitter. Agreed. More aromatic than aggressive. Agreed. Good job, Yards. God, these guys, like, they got it down. A lot of times we make fun of the, like, regional breweries like this that are like, oh, we just make middle-of-the-road beers. But, like, sometimes you just want, like, an easy-drinking middle-of-the-road beer. Because
you're
tired of
well-structured.
Being kicked in the nuts by beers.
Yes. Right, you don't want something that's so freaking, you know, oh man, Jim South Street, number 7. I did enjoy their cheesesteaks. I found a list that I couldn't find earlier. I'm going through these. I think I've had cheesesteaks at most of these places, which is why I have a weight issue. And number 4, Chubby's Steak. What's in a name? Everything. But let's go down all the way to what they call the number 1 steak in Philly. I know we're going to get a lot of complaints, but D'Alessandro's Steak, 600 Wendover Street, directly across the street from Chubby Steaks, you'll find their competitor, D'Alessandro's Steaks and Hoagies. At first glance, the cheesesteak might look interchangeable, and choosing which one was better to look at a few bites, but when it comes down to it, D'Alessandro's cheesesteak won in the details. The steak itself has a great flavor, and is finely chopped, a texture we preferred over the medium and rough chops of other shops. The amount of cheese whiz on the sample... that's right. It's steak whiz.
Wit whiz?
Yeah, whiz, not whiz. The amount of cheese whiz on the sample is absolutely perfect. Oozing its way through every nook in the steak, but the thing that put this cheesesteak above all the others, the perfectly caramelized, delicately translucent, cooked within a second of the last bit of crunched fried onions.
Yes.
Neither soggy nor undercooked, they were by far the best onions of any steak in the running. What can we say? When you're competing at such a high level, it's the smallest advantage that can put you in the lead. And that's how D'Alessandro's cooked its way into the top spot. Of course, with hundreds of places to get a cheesesteak in Philly, there are bound to be more incredible sandwich out there to taste, which suits us just fine. As soon as we recover from this tasting adventure, we look forward to trying.
Mike, when we retire from our jobs, like...
Fuck that! We're going Saturday!
This is something we gotta do.
No,
let's
Saturday!
Go to
Saturday!
Philly!
Saturday!
And like...
Saturday!
Try a bunch of cheesesteak shops.
Saturday! Saturday. You know why? Because my son has his license and he can be our DD. We're going there Saturday. We're going to get some Russian River on the
DD
East Coast.
From
get some yards fresh off the tap.
Steak.
cheeks.
And we're going to get some cheese steak.
Oh, you both had heart attacks. Let me DD you to the hospital.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You had 14 cheese steaks.
Really quick, to bring it down, this is a non-edited episode. I'm going to put you right on the spot. What are we doing tomorrow, Chris?
We're going to a funeral.
For a friend who's
our age and died of a heart attack.
Right. And what are we going to do Saturday? Eat cheesesteaks so we have a heart attack. All right. So we're going to do a cheers, drink good beers early on that one.
All right. Yeah.
We're processing grief on a podcast.
Yes, we are, guys. This beer was delicious.
It really is
simple, easy drinking, pale. And I don't mean simple in a bad
and seriously,
way. I mean simple in the best way.
And Chris was giving me a rasher of shit for trying to do these beers. Like, why am I going to do these fucking pedestrian bullshit beers? And now?
I was like, oh,
give me some
boring
props.
Regional brewery.
Give me some
whatever,
props.
Man. Like,
give me some
what?
Props.
Like, give me the fucking crazy shit. Weird shit.
No, like the Carrot Top and all the other stuff. Now, Idiom is also a good brewery, but these guys make good, solid beers. I've always appreciated everything I've had from this brewery.
I'll do this kind of
beer. Even though they're from Philly, which, if I not made clear, I do not like Philadelphia.
Not a fan of
Philly. Not at all.
Do you have
all.
Any Philly stuff you want to talk about? But before we...
I did interweave my earlier statements, I can't do this one.
So yet. I've got some quotes from It's Always Sunny.
God damn it, that's how I was gonna close the show.
We'll do that too, but
all right.
Oh, you think you're fancy? Because you drink a beer out of a glass? I drink a beer out of a shoe. That's from Charlie.
Well, I have to say, when I went to college in Pennsylvania, not quite Philadelphia.
Yes, Scranton.
Scranton.
Again.
1-2-3. I went to Scranton. And you could not drink.
Office, yes.
I couldn't drink the water in Scranton.
The what?
The water.
The what?
WEDR, water. But there was an initiation to be part of the cool gang at the U.
Yeah.
And you had to drink out of this dude's shoe.
Gross.
I can't say his name because I believe he's a, you know, really grown up person now. Been this was 30 years ago. But everybody else would know about this guy. He was Norwegian and adopted into an Italian family. And I'll leave it at that. And he was not, in college, the cleanest individual. Notoriously.
So that's a gross shoe.
Animal housey.
Yes.
Like, it was a, remember Dockside, the leather shoes that people would wear without socks?
Yeah.
So it was this shoe.
Gross.
That people would have to drink out of. And there was literally, I'm going to make you vomit. I can see in your face you're already going to vomit.
Yeah.
But like when you would pour it out, you would have to take it out of this Bush Light or whatever the fuck the keg was for $12 for a keg. And you would pour it into this leather shoe and shit would just
bubble
chunk
up.
Out.
Oh,
like grayish matter.
We're turning off our listeners, Mike.
Now, when it was my turn to drink out of the shoe, I made sure I was like seventh in line. So, like,
big chunks.
You know, other people got the big chunks, right? But I do have to say, like, when it finally became my turn, I had visualized the disgustingness of this thing so bad. Like, I got, like, three sips in and was like, I'm gonna puke. And I went right to the front balcony and projectile vomited. Because I was like, I don't know what the fuck I just drank, but it probably is not healthy or would make me have hallucinations. However, I got a great nickname. And my nickname after that was called Stoop. Because I puked off the front stoop.
And on that note, let's go to the final beer of tonight. This one's just called IPA. Our signature IPA from Yards Brewing Company. This is a 7% IPA.
The highest ABVs.
Of all the things we've had tonight, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, listen to that beer pour. All these things out of... Oh, look at that nice color. So this is a mix between the other ones. I'd say it's right
clear-ish.
In the middle.
Nice head.
This is very... Oh, it's a fantastic head. Tight,
Some of that from the bubbles. Pour, yeah.
No, even yours. You didn't sloppily pour. So that's very nice. It's a great IPA. And it has that perfect IPA. Like, I'm going to guess.
I don't get as much hops as the last one.
I'm getting sweet on this, not hops.
Yeah, more the maltiness. Did you drink it?
I did. I think that's like a perfect mix between East Coast and West Coast. That's mid-Atlantic. It's got a little bit of dank, a little bit of juicy.
Yeah.
It's bitter.
I get a little bit of dank. I don't know if I get the juicy, though.
I get a little bit of juicy. All right. So it has dank and a little bit of citrus. You don't get the citrus?
I don't get the citrus. I get the dank.
I'm going to go, like, they have this thing they call it a mid-Atlantic IPA, which is supposed to be a meld. But you don't, I'm getting a little bit of the citrus.
I'll admit I'm a little drunk, Mike.
So, but like, back in what we would call the day.
Yeah.
This is a perfect IPA.
So, most of these hops I recognize, Cascade in the Hop Back, Dry Hop with Amarillo, Chinook.
Like, this is
Bravo, what, I don't recognize. Columbus and Eureka. All those other ones other than Bravo, I recognize.
These are the things, like, 20 years ago, if we wanted to have a good IPA, this is what we would expect. This is what it would
taste like, yeah.
Before agreed. They went juicy, agreed. Before they went hate. This is what an IPA agreed. Is supposed to taste like.
7% alcohol by volume, 62 IBUs.
Again, I'm going to give props to a fucking Philadelphia brewery, but this is like, this is why it's called an IPA. This is an IPA.
Our signature IPA is loaded through and through with assertive American hops. Traditional floor-malted English barley gives IPA its firm... They just call it IPA.
It's like everything... Like, this is the middle of the bell curve.
It's firm malt character.
God damn.
While generous amounts of Chinook and Amarillo hops impart aromas of pine and tangerine for a perfectly balanced
IPA.
Yes.
And you know what PA is? Pennsylvania. Right?
Bravo. Right.
These motherfuckers. I hate Philly.
All right, Mike. We're going to end the episode.
We are going to end the episode.
This is a zero edits, quick one and done episode. And
as far as you know.
Tonight we started off with, this was Yards Brewers.
Wait, we got to close out with our final impressions.
I know. Loyal Lager, Brawler Champion Ale, Pale Ale, and IPA. Which one was your favorite, Mike?
Oh, my God. They all were so good.
Brawler was fun.
Yeah. Ugh. This one's tough. You got to go. I can't make... Look, part of my problem is I really like the Brawler, but the fucking colors are the Flyers colors, and I can't abide by that.
I'm going to go with the Pale Ale, Mike. This was...
Really? You're picking a Pale Ale?
Yeah.
Shocker.
A simple 4.6%, like, simple hop build that I recognize the names of the hops.
Right.
I taste and smell those hops. And this was delicious, their pale ale. The beers were very good, but that's my favorite.
I agree. It's tough to pick a winner, but I'm going to go with the Loyal Lager. Because coming off the top of that, right? Like that cold, crisp beer, but it had that Belgian-y kind of little bit of hint there.
It wasn't just an American lager, light lager.
But it had enough bitterness to not be cloying, not be banana, not be mistaken for a Saison or anything. That was a fucking good beer. All four of these were great, and it's really hard not to pick the IPA because it was the perfect IPA. Like, this is one of hardest things, but the lager, I'm going to go with the Loyal Lager.
I love doing a vertical from a brewery every now and then. Yards, great job with your beers.
Fantastic. I mean, this one I would not be embarrassed if we, like, tried to tweet or Twitter it. On their thing.
They like us.
Because this one, there's nothing bad about anything.
No, none of these beers. I would take any of these beers and love them.
Yeah. I could do many of all of these.
Especially in a bar situation.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and this is, we're not even handling the whole atmospheric part of this, but, you know, add that to the mix. Good gracious. This would be maze balls.
Let's wrap it up, Mike.
All right. So, I know what it's going on the thing, and we're going to say the thing, and it is...
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 116. You can, or, you know what, though? We should have done like a 76, something that we did, because they have the freedom. But we already did that as a song. Anyway,
that, yeah.
You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page.
We would love to hear from real people.
.com/cnbcpodcast. YouTube.com/cnbcpodcast. We have some good video episodes.
You can see how we've changed over the years. Gray, fatter, fat, not fat, gray, bald. Whatever.
At CNBC Podcast at Twitter. We tweet out anytime we have a new episode.
What is that tweet Twittery thing? I'm getting off the Twitter thing.
Mastodon.
All right. So out of respect for Philadelphia, I'm going to do this for our beer quote tonight. Hopefully I can get the volume at a good level here. And we're going to go with...
Yeah, me too. I browned out that evening.
Browned out? What's browned out?
Oh, it's when you drink so much that everything goes brown. It's not as severe as a blackout, because I remember bits and pieces. I like to call it browning out.
Never heard of that before.
There's a good reason for that, Frank, because I think Mac just made it up on the spot.
I did.
You did?
That's a great term, browning great out. Term.
You like it?
I love it.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Drink good beer. From Philly.
Philly. Yes.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." A big